Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama has been hearing from several people in the Tax Quips forum and elsewhere with this question. Someone has just inherited an annuity. Is it taxable? And if so, how much of it is taxable? Well, my friends, generally, here in the good old USA, inheritances are not taxable to the heirs. The estate pays any taxes that are due. Though most people are not affected by the federal estate taxes, since they can generally exclude over $1 million of assets per person. Currently, through the end of 2012, that exclusion is $5 million per person. We expect that to drop to about $3.5 million next year. Most Americans don't have estates that large. However, there are certain assets that are subject to both taxation by the estate, if the estate is large enough, and to income taxes paid by the heir. These are the IRAs, pension plans, and annuities, and U.S. savings bonds. Since most of these assets or their earnings have never been taxed, the heir is the one who pays the income taxes. What is taxed? In regular IRAs, everything. Unless the deceased had a basis in the IRA, there were some years when the contribution to the IRA weren't deductible, everything in the IRA is taxable. With respect to pension, whether lump sum or paid by installments, the same rule holds. If there is a basis, in other words, after-tax contributions by the deceased, that part is not taxed. Everything else is. And when it comes to annuities, there was usually a substantial lump sum paid to buy the annuity. That isn't taxed. Everything else is. This is where tax planning comes in, before and after death. Before death, it's wise to start reviewing a person's assets to see if there's an accumulation of assets that will be taxed to the heirs. If at all possible, start converting those assets from IRAs, pensions, and annuities to Roth IRAs or after-tax assets. Consider someone facing large medical expenses, like for assisted living facilities. The $50,000 or so worth of medical deductions will often allow for $35,000 or so worth of extra income at a 0 to 15% tax bracket. Now, after death, the heirs often have the option of receiving these taxable assets all at once or over 5 years or more. Getting the inheritance all at once often puts them into the highest tax bracket, losing a substantial part of the inheritance to taxes. By getting the money over several years, not only are the taxes lower, but the money lasts longer as well. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about estates and inheritances and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.